They wanted action. Something must be done, and must be done quickly. A popular hero by the name of Varro, the sort of man who went about the city, telling everybody how much better he could do things than slow old Fabius, the delayer, was made commander-in-chief by popular acclamation. At the Battle of Cannae, he suffered the most terrible defeat of Roman history. More than 70,000 men were killed. Hannibal was master of all Italy. He marched from one end of the peninsula to the other, proclaiming himself the deliverer from the yoke of Rome, and asking the different provinces to join him in warfare upon the mother city. Then once more the wisdom of Rome bore noble fruit. With the exceptions of Capua and Syracuse, all Roman cities remained loyal. Hannibal, the deliverer, found himself opposed by the people whose friend he pretended to be. He was far away from home, and did not like the situation. He sent messengers to Carthage to ask for fresh supplies and new men. Alas, Carthage could not send him either. The Romans with their boarding bridges were the masters of the sea. Hannibal must help himself as best as he could. He continued to defeat the Roman armies that were sent out against him, but his own numbers were decreasing rapidly, and the Italian peasants held aloof from this self-appointed deliverer. After many years of uninterrupted victories, Hannibal found himself besieged in the country which he had just conquered.